I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello everybody and welcome to Dame Baptiste Questions Everything and this extra weekly episode which we are calling DBQs. On DBQs, myself, comedian, writer and occasional actor Dame Baptiste and my producer friend Howard Cohen, aka The Hizzer.
Hello.
Are going to be delving into some of the things that are happening in this week's news.
That's right, Dane, it's time to question one of the big week stories and this week's story is the coronation. Yay! Prince, now King Charles
the Third.
Yeah, how you getting on with that?
All right. Well, first of all, I'm not going to be here for the coronation that happens this week.
Have you deliberately left?
It wasn't deliberate, but I guess by some form of happenstance, I will not be present as I will be in transit on the way to begin my tour of the west coast of Australia, beginning in Perth. A little plug there for anyone that is based in Australia or has family or friends in Australia. Let them know. Because, you know, I would love for you to kick up some money for me for not doing anything as well, just like the royal family. Which should give you an insight as to how I feel about this coronation.
You aren't going to have to sit through all the bollocks.
I'm not planning to. Yeah. I remember I was coming back from the West Indies. I went on holiday and I remember I was coming back and I actually flew back on the day of the Queen's funeral. Right. And normally the airline which I took normally charges for Wi-Fi, but had given all the passengers free Wi-Fi so they could see the entirety of the coverage.
Right, right. And is that what you watched on the way back?
No. I watched Avengers Endgame because it's a good way of killing 3 hours for me. So it kind of like takes a nice chunk out of the flight for me. So I always tend to watch a little bit of Avengers. Sometimes I watch one of the original Lord of the Rings trilogy because I know once I've gotten through that, that's at least 3 hours of my flight that's been kind of cut down. So I recommend that to anybody. Find a film you really like that's really, really long. And that will take a shave off some of the hours, the flight time of your trip. But I say that, really, as far as the coronation, I'm not interested, Howard. I feel like it's very tone deaf. Mm. Even if we're not talking about the royal family as individuals, but even the whole institution of the crown and the monarchy as a large scale, whether it's an institution or a machine or an industry, I think it's very tone deaf. Especially following the amount of outlay that we would have had for the Queen's funeral, to now have this whole procession and pageantry, which I believe is going to cost $250 million.
Yeah.
Having that happen at a time where you have nurses, doctors, rail workers, all of the people who are supposed to be subjects of this same kingdom and directly work towards supporting this institution are having to make these difficult choices between heating their homes and having access to food and seeing the diminution of healthcare. I think this couldn't come at a worse time.
And that's not even talking about the food banks.
Yeah.
That's not even added in the fucking food banks.
Yeah, I hate even...
They may as well be taking the fucking piss.
Yeah. I mean, they're definitely doing that as well because I think a lot of people will also be very incensed by the idea that not only did the royal family as an institution pay $12 million to the accuser of Prince Andrew, but also he has been had his titles returned to him, which I imagine is definitely attracting the ire of the subjects as well. But I feel like this is another attempt by old and archaic institutions to still maintain power and the status quo. I think it's very clear that most people are aware that the relevance of the royal family is waning within the public eye. I think especially where there's been such a commodification of influencer and celebrity, and by that same proliferation it's led to a lot of, I guess, the trivializing of the statement of being an influencer. And I think by all definitions, the royal family are exactly the same as any influencer. Because no one can really tell me in a genuine way what their active contributions are to society economically or socially or ideologically. And I think this is an ongoing campaign of distraction through nostalgia to keep older generations' minds away from the impending economic and social hardships that are continuing to develop through austerity. And I think, you know, it's strange that somebody who is so outspoken about ecological concerns like the incumbent king is, that he's happy with this this money and these resources being spent just to tell us something that we already kind of knew. So for me, I don't really get it. Like, we know you're the king. Like, your name is actually, your face is going to be on the money at some point. It already is on the money. They're putting your posters up. Why do we need to have this whole thing of a coronation? Like, can't you do it quietly at like a registry office and then like maybe throw a party afterwards?
It's a
difficult thing, because what you also find is that the coronation will also provide a revenue stream for some people. Like, some people have been invited to do coverage there. Some people are performing at the ceremony and stuff as well. And I imagine that it's very lucrative for them.
Yeah.
And while I might condemn these actions ideologically, it's very hard to criticize people when you know that it's probably very lucrative, and these are the opportunities by which they are able to feed their families as well. So I think it's something that is not a necessity, which unfortunately is creating necessity for some people in order for them to cover their costs. But for me personally, I always have the same view of the monarchy, especially when I'm having this discourse with monarchists and royalists and traditionalists. If you want to keep them because you say it's good for tourism, then fine. But why do we have to pay for it? Because I feel like we're at a point now where the legacy wealth and the accumulated wealth of the royal family will keep them sustained for so long that I can't imagine for a number of generations they will live to spend the money they've been able to accrue, whether it's through imperialism, whether it's through inheritance, etc. Like, if we cut you off now, from a tax perspective, you're going to be fine.
Yeah,
I think you're going to be all right.
I think a couple of interviews will probably cover a couple of years.
Yeah, but I just think that, you know, to be quite honest, Howard, to hear Charles tell Camilla that he wants to be her tampon, as he did in The Crown, while he was married, this ain't the move.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, like, that it's very difficult. I think it's going to be very difficult in this post era of, you know, social media transparency and social media journalism and, you know, true discursive democracy, to still create this whole idea of like a monarchy and this whole elitism, because we all know that you told somebody you want to be their tampon.
Yeah.
And, you know, I saw in a recent video, like, Prince Charles was walking with his hands behind his back because people say he's got sausage fingers. And, you know, I remember there was a whole thing about big ears before. And don't get me wrong, I don't think that's necessarily, that's not particularly nice. But I kind of worry what kind of complex that would create in somebody, in the same way that we said that Donald Trump had small hands. And this was another person that came from an elite section of society that was put in a position of power that was not needed nor necessary. And when they were also exposed to the voice of the people and told as emperors they weren't wearing any clothes, that culminated in this guy basically inciting a coup.
Yeah.
So I'm very concerned as to what will follow this coronation and this dubious attempt to have British society regress back to the supposed traditional values, when we are at a time now where new thinking and new directions are needed more than ever. So, yeah, I'm definitely not here. I'm literally not here for the coronation. And I'm also not ideologically here for a coronation either. I mean, you want to have a party? Have a party. Just pay for it your fucking self. That's what I say.
And that's this week's DBQ.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.